The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Busy day today. Got a lot going on. Steve Cortez joins us from the Trump-Pence campaign a little bit later this morning. Of course, we learned that President Donald Trump is set to visit the Tar Heel State again today as he arrives in Charlotte late afternoon to see thousands of enthusiastic supporters at a MAGA rally tonight at the Gastonia Municipal Airport. We expect to hear from Jonathan Lewis a little bit later. He's the chairman of the Gastonia GOP, to give you some of the details on how you might be able to attend tonight's rally. From Michigan to Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, I mean, while Joe Biden is camped out in his Delaware basement preparing for tomorrow night's second and final debate in Nashville, President Donald Trump has been campaigning nonstop, adding this stop tonight in Gastonia, North Carolina. Over the past week, there's a guy who's been with him every step of the way. You hear him every day here on 94.5 The Answer, delivering the latest breaking news for the Salem Radio Network. Our White House correspondent, Greg Cluxton. Good morning. How are you, Greg?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you for the invitation to be here.
No, absolutely. Welcome. And wow, what a pace you guys have been keeping this past week. And you're headed to Nashville right now, right?
Actually, yeah, I'm leaving for Nashville in preparation for the debate tomorrow night, the final face-off between the president and Joe Biden. So it's been a whirlwind of activity. Also, a week ago tonight, I was traveling with the president to his rally in Des Moines, Iowa. So we've hit a lot of states here in the last week or so.
Yeah, you have been traveling with the president this past week. What's it like to see this man campaigning nonstop? How do you keep up?
Well, it's interesting to watch really any political candidate at this stage of an election, because you like to be up close and observe and try to just get a flavor of the person as the campaigner, but then also all of the trappings of the campaign. And what we've seen are large crowds at each of those stops along the way, whether it was in the chilly and windy upper Midwest in Michigan and Wisconsin on Saturday, or the sunny and hot, you know, desert of Nevada and Arizona over the last couple of days, and just getting a chance to feel the energy of these crowds, which the president really feeds off of. That's really no surprise for anybody who has watched the president over the last number of years. He does get a lot of energy from these crowds. But you're right, his pace and us keeping up, I mean, these were 16-hour days, to be honest, because they start early. There are a lot of logistical planning, and we have to go through Secret Service security and all of those kinds of things even before the day begins, the travel begins. So there's a lot involved there. But at one of the stops, and he was talking to the press, the traveling reporters, the president was on the tarmac at the Phoenix Airport on Monday, and I asked him how his physical stamina was, because remember, he was just wrapping up at that point on Monday of, you know, just a week back of travel after he had recovered from COVID. And he said that he feels fine. He has no lingering effects. He's not receiving any additional treatment at this point. So when you look at not only his age, but also the fact that he's just recovered from this illness, and looking at the pace that he's doing, it's really something. And he even said that he's looking at adding 3, 4, and 5 rallies a day in the final week of the campaign.
Yeah, it's just amazing. On our guest line this morning, Greg Cluxton with the Salem Radio Network. It's just amazing, Greg, to watch this guy. And let's just take, for example, he's coming to North Carolina tonight, Gastonia, North Carolina. He'll be at the Gastonia Municipal Airport. This was one of those that was just added in the last 2 days. And to watch this come together, I mean, I'm sitting here looking at a list. There's 10 different satellite parking areas that they have set up literally in the last 24 hours. They'll have shuttle buses running from these to take you over to the airport. And there'll be thousands and thousands of people show up at this, as you've seen all around the country. It's just amazing to me, yet the polls would have you to believe that no one is supporting this guy.
Well, on that very question, the president was telling us, and he's been saying this publicly to some extent as well, with his tweets and with his speeches, that he believes that the polls are suppressed. And he was telling us that he thinks that 2020 is shaping up to be a repeat of 2016, whereas the polls did not accurately reflect the level of support that he has across the country. Now, of course, he's going to say that at this point because, politicians aren't out there 2 weeks before Election Day, saying there's no way I'm going to win, of course. But what the one line that he keeps coming back to is the fact that when he looks at these large crowds, he says those crowds do not signify support for a person who's in second place. And so he feels that even though the polls aren't showing him winning right now, or at least leading by large advantages, that he feels like it's a good place to be in. We'll have to wait and see 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. You mentioned a minute ago, Greg, the logistics of a campaign stop. Walk us through that just quickly here. I mean, you guys, you land, let's say, in Arizona. What happens?
Right. So what happened, we had two stops in Arizona. We started the day in we spent the night in Las Vegas. So we got on Air Force One and flew to Phoenix. And we got off and off the plane, and we come down the back steps, the members of the press corps, and then we go under the wing of the aircraft to capture, the video and the cameras and the picture of the president coming off the plane. I'm there with my microphone for radio audio coverage, and he came over and talked with us for a few minutes, and then we got onto helicopters, actually.
Wow.
Marine helicopters to fly 25 minutes north to Prescott, Arizona, and then we land a few minutes ahead of the president. President actually did a flyby in his Marine One helicopter over the venue, over the crowd, before he even began his remarks, and the place went crazy, as you might imagine.
Yeah.
And then we are ushered into the press area, where we have desks set up and places to plug in our gear. And I record the speech, and I'm filing reports, and we're outside in the hot sun right next to the huge crowd there. And so we've got and we're just not too far off the stage.
Wow.
And so it'll be an hour and a half speech. We pack up our gear, we get back on, and in this particular case, riding the helicopters is not something that we do very often, to be honest. And then we fly back to Phoenix, got back on Air Force One, flew to Tucson, and do it all again. Get off the plane, go set up our gear, record and watch the speech, take notes, pack up the gear, get back on the plane, and then we flew back to Washington on Monday night.
Wow. Well, I mean, I know that it's hard work, but it has to be very exciting as well. And Greg, I feel like I was there with you every step of the way. Our mutual friend Tom Traddup text me photos as you send them in, and what an exciting time we're living. Hey, Greg, appreciate all you do for the Salem Radio Network, and we'll look forward to hearing from you from the debate in Nashville tomorrow.
Very good. Pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Greg. Have a great day.